Hello.
Hello. Yes,
Hello.
Mrs. Gill.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, Mrs.
Yes.
Gill. This is Ron Davis from the Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing
Yes.
today?
Good, thanks.
All right. And I do believe that the previous colleague from the shopping platform was polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So did you understand what is happening and what type of charges has been made? Yeah?
Apparently they were going to take $290-something out of my banking account, and I don't know how they got it. Yeah.
I understand. I understand. So that's why I want to explain you something, ma'am. Now, the most important thing is that somebody has used your information in the different platform, all right? In the different platform, and what they exactly do, they are just trying to steal your information. And they are just trying to go registered with your information in the various platform, okay?
Yeah.
And in the meantime, what they are going to do with your information, it is not about the phones, madam. You are thinking about the charges, but they are very smart. They are thinking about your details, because if they are going to register your details in the various platform, what is going on? Your details are going to be hampered, and they can just simply misusing it for their illegal purpose, correct? So that's why we have found two or three platforms where your details has been getting misused. So in the meantime, what we have just done, we have just put the red flag onto that amount, onto that charges which has been charged from your account, all right? And that's why onto your account, onto your statements, it is not visible, because we have not released it, either we have not canceled it. We just put the red flag. So once we cancel it, it will be coming up onto your account summary or account statement. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. And we need to deceive all those people who are just misusing with it, so that once we find their location, we're going to catch them and we're going to put them behind the bars. Understand?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in the meantime, what you need to do, madam, check, there will be a red any desk application onto your mobile phone. First, you put me on speaker.
Hang on. Stay safe.
Yeah. Now, once you put me on speaker, so you need to go to your home screen. And onto your home screen, there will be a red any desk application. Can you see that?
Yeah, I have it. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have it.
Open that.
Then what are open?
Yeah, it is open now?
No. I've got my hand green, but nothing come up.
No. That any desk application which the previous colleague has downloaded you. The red icon with the white diamond.
Okay.
Where you see the ID number.
I'm
going to
go find it. Okay, hang on. Right. I've got that one.
No.
Any desk, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you see the ID number 61005886?
No, I haven't. Yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Correct. So, wait for a second. Once you see any start now, then you need to press on start now. Wait for a second, ma'am.
Security warning, yes.
Yeah. Now, press. Now, just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Let me just check.
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you see the security warning? Now, onto the security warning, you just simply do one thing. There will be a tick mark box at the bottom. Can you see the tick mark box? I was just caller. I'm aware of the risk.
I've got to accept the side. Yeah?
First, you tick that box. Tick that box. I trust this call or I'm aware. Yeah.
Wait.
Don't do it fast. Don't do it fast. Wait for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, tick that box. Yeah, tick that box at the bottom. Listen to me. There will be two tick mark box. See, I trust this call or I am aware of the risk.
I trust this call, yes.
Then accept. first tick that box, then accept. Then on the second page, you are going to see, I trust, I am aware of the risk. Tick that I am aware of the risk, then accept. Press and start. Press and start now. Press and start now. Yeah. Yeah. Now, once you start now, do not do anything. All right. Let the server will help you. All right. So look at the left-hand side top corner. Can you see there will be a three straight line at the left-hand side top corner? Click on the three straight line at the left-hand side top corner. Oh, wow. Why you have closed this, ma'am? Listen to me. Wait. So you just do one thing. You press the tick mark box. I am aware. I trust this call. Accept.
Yeah. Hang on. The phone's playing. Yeah.
Sorry?
My phone is playing up at the moment. Yeah. Accept. Okay. Yeah.
Now press on start now. Start now.
Yeah.
Please listen to my instructions. Look at the left-hand side very top corner. See three white line at the left-hand side very top corner.
Yeah.
Yes, click on that. Left hand side top corner, ma'am. Left hand side.
Left hand side. There, yeah. Permission. Yeah.
No, left hand side extreme top. Left hand side top corner.
Left hand, yeah, it's got there. And it's got permission.
Wait. Do you understand what is the left hand side? Look at the left hand side very top. Can you see the your time? 12:38.
Yeah. I've got next across. I've got that there. Now view your desk, and it's got permission. Where I press that.
No. We are looking. Oh my God! You did not need to look on the permission. First, you listen to me. You try to listen to me. Okay. So you do the same thing once again. I trust this call. I am aware of the risk. Click on that. You take that box. I trust this call. Accept.
Yeah, I accept.
Then I bother. Yeah. Then press on start now. Press on start now.
Start recording and casting.
Yeah. Press on start now. Yeah. Press on start now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now look at the top. Can you see connection established and National Crime Agency? Can you see that connection established?
Yes. Yes.
Above that connection established. Can you see there will be three white lines. Click on that three white line.
I got three red lines.
No, not that three red dot. Oh my God. Where do you see connection established? Can you see connection established?
Yes.
Look above that, not below. Look above that. Above that connection established. Can you see? Three white lines.
No, I've got three red lines.
You are looking below. I'm just telling you to look at the top. Yeah. Now click on settings. Press on settings.
Settings. Okay, yes.
Now click on security. Press on security.
Yes.
Now scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll down the page slowly.
Yeah.
Scroll it down again.
Yeah.
Can you see? Wait. Now, can you see permission profiles? Click on permission profiles.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, yep.
Now, click on full access. Press on full access.
Yep. Okay.
Now, once you press on full access, can you see?
Yeah.
Enable unattended access with the white tick mark box. There will be a white tick mark box. Tick that box. Enable unattended access. Tick that box.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Now click on the red straight line where it is showing you password white box. Click on the red straight line. Now put the password in the lowercase. Small e for England. Small e.
Pardon?
Small lowercase e. Lowercase e. Put e.
Yes. Ignore.
Yeah, in the lowercase, put the letter E, E for England.
E for England, okay.
Lowercase, ma'am, lowercase, not the uppercase, lowercase.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, Then it's small, small. Then put letter B.
Oh, small. Okay. Right, yeah. A, yeah.
Yeah, then small B, B for Bravo. After E, put B, B for Bravo. Yeah. Then small A, A for Australia.
Yeah.
Small Y, Y for yellow.
Yep.
And number one?
Right, yep.
Number five?
Five, yeah.
Number one?
Yep.
Number seven?
Seven, yep.
Press on OK, press on OK.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. So click on close, press on close.
It's hard.
Press on close at the bottom. Can you see close?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Done that.
Again, press on close.
Close, yes.
Yeah. Now press the home button, the square button from the bottom. The
yes,
square button from the bottom, yeah. And open the Play Store application. Just open that Play Store.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you open the Play Store, can you see at the top there will be no, listen to me.
Okay, I've got it wrong. Okay, righty, I'll go back.
Press the home button, madam. Press the home button and open the Play Store one more time.
Okay, Play Store, yep. I've done the Play Store.
Yeah. Now look at the left hand side, very top corner. Left hand means left hand, and there will be a back arrow. Can you see at the left hand side top corner? There will be a small back arrow which is pointing towards left.
Look, I can't do it because my phone is kind of bad.
I'm telling you to press the left-hand side. You are pressing the right-hand side. You are not understanding what is the difference between left-hand or the right-hand.
Huh.
You press the home button. You press the home button first.
High button. Oh.
Yeah, the square button. The square button from the bottom. The square button from the bottom, ma'am. Square button.
That one?
Oh, my God. Now open the Play Store. Open the Play Store.
I've opened the Play Store. Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Now, do you understand what is the left-hand side? Left-hand.
Yeah.
Left. In the left. Top in the left top on the screen, you see there will be a back little arrow where you see at the top any desk app has been written. Any desk app?
Oh, yeah, desktop.
Just
yes.
Okay. Not any. Oh, no, listen to me. Listen to me. At the top.
That can't you understand?
Where you see the time on your mobile phone? Where you see the time? 12:44. Where do you see the time on your mobile phone?
Yeah, up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did I told you to touch there? Did I told you to touch?
What?
No.
Look, I'm telling you, I've had a problem with my phone. There.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Open the Play Store. Open the Play Store.
Yeah.
So look where. Wait. I'm not telling you to open anything.
Ah. Hang on. Wait.
Press the home button. Press the home button. Now open the Play Store and stop. Open,
Open
the Play Store. Open the Play Store. Yeah, now wait. Yeah. Now do not touch anything without my permission. Do not touch anything. Just above that green open. Can you see a candy sign like a magnifying glass?
No.
Just
above. Yeah. I see. Yes, I've done that.
Yeah. Now delete from your keyboard that any desk app. Delete it. Erase it. Look onto your keyboard. There will be at the right hand corner any X button. Delete it, ma'am.
I've tried the word stop. Hang on. Desktop management.
You need to remove it. Wait.
My phone is kind of bad. It's just bad. Me off.
Where you see the cursor? Yeah. Correct. Now type over there. Type in over there. Any desk. A from your keyboard. Listen to me. Type A.
Okay. I.
Then N.
N. Yeah.
Y.
Five. Yeah.
It's Y, not five. Y for yellow.
Why?
Yeah. Then D.
D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then E.
E. Okay. Yeah.
E. Yeah. Now, do you see, wait. Now, do you see on the screen any option, any desk plugin? Can you see any desk plugin? Click on any desk plugin.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Now, tap on that where you see the icon has been coming up, any desk plugin AD1. Click on that. Touch on that. Any desk plugin AD1 with this icon. Yeah. Press on install. Press on install.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now let it be installing. Okay. Let the security be installing.
Yep.
Now wait. Once it will be installed, just do let me know. And I need to cancel the charges. I do believe you have the debit card from your IM. Like, what is the name of the bank, madam, which you're using?
IMB,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, so you have the debit card either with that?
No, I'm still waiting for it to open. Okay.
Sorry? Okay, now press the home button. Look at the very bottom, the square button. Press the home button.
Yeah.
And try to understand what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, the bank which you have from where the charges has been made, because we need to make it cancel. Just tell me, do you have the debit card or not?
It's a debit card, yeah.
Yeah. Now do one thing. Open the settings application onto your mobile phone. There will be a settings. Try to look for settings.
Okay.
Yeah. Try to look for settings.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Do it slowly.
Okay. Try to, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now scroll down the page slowly. There will be an option called accessibility. Scroll it down. I'll help you. Scroll it down. Yeah. Now wait. Now can you see accessibility? ACCESSIBILITY. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Now once look at the bottom. Can you see installed apps? Click on that. Installed apps.
Yeah.
Click on that. Now can you see that the security is off? Any desk control service AD1 is off. Click on that. Any desk control service AD1.
Yeah.
Now there will be two switch button. Can you see at the right hand corner there will be a gray switch button? Turn it on. Tap that button.
Yeah.
Press on allow. At the bottom, look on allow.
Yeah.
Just below that there will be another switch button. Tap on the another switch button. Yeah.
Now
press on allow. Yeah. Click on OK. Press on. There will be a tick mark box.
Where you see, choose
how to start or stop the function. There will be tap the accessibility button. There will be a circle. Tap on that. Where you see tap the accessibility button, there will be at the left hand corner. Can you see? Yeah. Now press on OK. Press on OK.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now press the home button. Press the home button.
Yeah.
And open the red AnyDesk application. Open the red AnyDesk application.
I've lost you again.
It will be at the very last page. Read any desk. Read any desk. Not the settings. Try to listen to me, ma'am. Any desk. Press the home button.
Yeah, go out of it altogether then.
Any desk where you see the ID, red icon with the white icon.
Hang on.
Where you see connection established, press on that. National Crime Agency, yeah.
Okay.
Tick that box, do not show this again, and press on OK. Do not do anything. Wait, be on that page.
Wait for a second.
Do not do anything. Now wait for a second.
Okay.
Now, are you on the AnyDesk page? Are you on the same page?
No. I blocked you again.
You need to. Oh my God! Why you're not understanding? I'm telling you to open the Red AnyDesk application.
I've got to find it first. Sorry. I'm telling you, yeah. I just used to be phone. It's playing up bad. Right, I'll go there. Back there.
Okay, try to open the AnyDesk application where you see the numbers, where you see the ID number.
Okay, yeah, hang on. All right.
Yeah.
I just had that. There. Right. Yeah, I've got 6100588.
Yeah. Be on that page. Be on that page. Do not go anywhere.
Yeah.
Now wait, it will be coming up. Start now. Press on start now.
Yeah, I've done that again. Yeah.
Now do not do anything. Let the server will help you. Okay. Now let the server will help you to cancel the things. All right. Okay. Be on that page. Be on that page. Nothing to be worried.
Yep.
Now I have also found a platform where your details has been misused. Are you using the Zip application, ma'am? Are you using that Zip? Are you using the
come up to said?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. You just log into it. Put your 4-digit PIN. Log into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just give me a moment. Let me just check. Now, let me just check. All right. Now, first of all, let me just cancel the things. All right. Let me just cancel the things.
Okay.
First, I need to. Yeah. Now, wait for a second. And then I'll just help you. Because your internet is working slow, that's why. Let me just check.
Yeah. Okay. So,
now be with me for a while so that I can help you. You need to be with me, okay? You need to be with me.
Yeah. You're better with me so I can be with you.
Yeah. Let me just check. Let me just check. And please do not touch your mobile phone, okay? I'm just working on it.
Yeah, okay.
Do not touch anything, I told you. I'm working on it.
That's all right. Sorry.
Okay, can you just make that page small little bit? Make that page small. Yeah. Little bit more small.
Yeah.
Small, man.
I'm trying.
Okay. Wait.
I didn't do anything then.
Okay. Make it small. Make that page small. Yeah. Don't do anything. Yeah, don't do it. Small, ma'am. Little bit small. No, yeah. No, leave that. Leave that. You did not need to do anything. Leave that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Yeah. Now let me just check. All right. Now you just simply do one thing. Let me just check. All right. So you just simply do one thing, ma'am. You just simply open, log into your bank. You just log into your bank so that I can help you to cancel it. Log into your bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, probably back. Yeah.
Now, once you log into your bank, I need to just verify something so that I can cancel the things for you. Okay, I can cancel the charges for you.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So once you log in, go to your accounts, personal accounts. IMB Bank. It's a credit union bank or it's a normal bank?
Okay, IMB Bank, yeah.
Okay. So, do you log into your account? Do you log in?
I'm trying. Hang on. Oh, come on.
Wait for a second, it will be coming up. So, press on login.
Hang on, yeah.
Once you log in, okay, no problem, lovely. Yeah. Now, can you see the balance there? Now, just I want to ask you one thing. The debit card which you have, from which account it is connected? It is connected to your K machine or it is connected to the G machine? Which account it is connected, the debit card?
Yeah,
it's G machine. It's G machine, right? The debit card is connected to the G machine?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And let me just check other things. Can you just scroll down the page a little bit? Scroll down.
What do you want me to do?
Scroll down. Go below that. Go a little bit. Can you see there will be other accounts? Scroll down the page, ma'am.
Scroll down. So three accounts here, right? That's all I could see.
You did not need to open that anything.
All right, yeah, I'm back. Right. Are you still there?
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have just moved the funds onto your GJSON account from where your debit card is connected.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what I need to do, I need to just cancel the things for you. Okay. So you just simply, are you sure that the debit card which you have, it is connected to your GJSON account?
GJSON, yeah. That's the only one I've got, but I haven't taken any money yet. That's it.
Okay. So you just be handy with the debit card, ma'am. You just be handy with the debit card.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you handy with the debit card? Now we need to put the security on the debit card. So you open up the camera first. You just open up the camera.
Yeah. I've got the debit card here.
Yeah, you open the camera onto your mobile phone. You open up the camera onto your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Now put the card on the table. And you need to take a clear picture. And remember, all the four corners needs to be visible, right? Take the clear picture of the four corners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take it. Take the picture. Now, flip the card. Flip the card. Flip your card. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you flip the card, now you need to take the picture of the back side either.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, take your time. What you're doing.
Ready? Okay.
Now don't shake your hand too much, ma'am. Don't shake your hand. And is that 3-digit number at the back side is written 193 like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Press it.
So did you, yeah, take the clear picture?
Yeah. That better?
Yeah. Take it. Yeah. Now you did what you need to do. You just wait for a second. I'm just verifying the thing so that I can cancel it, and you need to tell me, all right, is it correct or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now open the card picture, the front side picture. I need to verify.
Yeah,
open the front side picture.
Yeah.
Now, can you see the card number? There will be, I'm just confirming you the number. Okay, you need to tell me the number is correct or not. All right. The number will be 4564.
Yep.
4152-0237.
Yep.
5390, correct? And the expiry date will be 0228, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, the expiry date is correct. And what is the name? You can see it. GJSON, JESSEN, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do not do anything. Let me just help you to make it cancel, all right? So, be with me for a while. Just give me a moment.
That will cancel my card, bro.
Sorry?
Will that cancel my card?
No, we will help you to delete it. First, we need to cancel it, okay?
Okay. Cool.
Just give me a moment. They are just purchasing some kind of gift card. We need to cancel it, all right? Now, just give me a moment. Let me just check. Now just give me a moment. No, do not do anything. Are you touching the mobile phone?
The touch? No, I'm not. Yes. I've touched it.
Okay. Okay, lovely, but, lovely. Now wait for a second. We are in the middle of something and we are just canceling the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now wait for a second. Let me just check. Scroll down the page slowly, slowly. Scroll down the page.
Quite bad.
Scroll down, scroll down. Go to the bottom slowly, slowly. Go to the bottom. Go to the bottom, go to the bottom, go to the bottom. Now wait, now wait. Yeah, now wait for a second. Now, once we go into canceling these things, it will be coming up into our email so that we can just simply verify those people, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Just give me a moment. Now put your mobile phone, no, just let me just check, wait for a second.
Yeah.
Now wait for a second. Oh my God. Well, wait for a second. Just give me a moment.
Yeah, you're right. I put in touch and done there.
Okay. That's very helpful for me, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm touching there and it will be going there. Oh, what is happening, God? Wow, that's nice.
Hey.
That's very lovely. Wait for a second.
This
is just making me angry.
I got blinded. Hey.
No problem. Just be with me. Now put your mobile phone number there, ma'am. Put your mobile phone number. Put your mobile phone number, which is registered to IMB Bank. Do not put zero. Put zero.
Yeah.
This number is registered to your bank, I do believe. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, what?
This number is registered. Yeah, this number is registered to your bank.
Yeah.
Okay. Now scroll down the page little bit slowly scroll down the page. Okay, go to the top slowly go to the top.
Right, top, yes.
Yeah, slowly wait. Now wait. Now just below your name, scroll down little bit. Now
yes.
Just below your name, can you see it will be asking you the address. Put your address.
Okay.
Put your, just,
yeah, yeah.
Just wait for
yeah.
a second. Yeah.
Okay.
Put your full address yeah. with the postcode. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Now wait, it has been coming up. It has already coming up. Yeah. So just give me a moment. Now go to the bottom, scroll down the page to the bottom, scroll it down. Now wait.
Yeah.
Scroll it down little bit. Now, wait.
That's
the first thing I need to just cancel.
Okay.
Wait for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we are just canceling it. Just give me
okay.
a moment. Scroll down the page little bit. Yeah, now wait for a second. Do not do anything. Now, you just check your details is correct or not. You just check your card number is correct or not.
The top part,
yeah.
Yeah.
At your details.
Yeah. Yeah, got to put your video. That part.
Now wait for a second. Let me just check. Now, let me just check. Please be with me. Now, scroll down the page. Scroll down the page. Scroll it down. Now, wait for a second. Now, do not do anything. And there will be a possibility you are going to receive a message for canceling those things. Just give me a moment. Be with me.
Yeah.
Now just wait for a second. The card is just facing the problem. Fuck. Okay. So you just simply do one thing. Let me just check.
Yeah.
And do you have the driver's license with you, ma'am?
I don't have a driver's license.
Okay, lovely. So can you just be handy with the driver's license?
I don't have a driver's license. I've only got a photo card.
What card?
A photo card.
Yes, the driver's license card. Do you have the driver's license card?
No, I don't own a driver's license card.
So what do you have then?
I've got a photo card.
What type of photo card do you have?
It's a New South Wales photo card.
What type of photo card do you have?
Oh, I don't know. That's all I know. I go to the RCA and they take a photo of me and give me a card. That's a card number. Do you need that?
No. I'm asking you, do you have any nationality card, like a driver's license? Do you drive a car? You don't drive.
No.
Okay. You don't drive. Okay.
No.
Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Just be with me for a while.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yes, you need to be with me for a while, ma'am. Just be with me, okay? Yeah. checking the security, ma'am. You need to be with me for a while, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, in the meantime, if you want to take a glass of water, you can take a glass of water for you.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. And can you just try to find, do you have any driver's license or not?
No, I haven't got a driver's license. I've got a photo card.
Okay. Okay, let me just check. Oh. And can you open the zip? Can you open the zip?
The card?
Open the zip. Open the zip. Zip application.
Hang on. Yeah, I got a, yeah, okay, yeah.
Come into the zip.
Yeah, I've just got to wait for them to come into it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just let me check. No, let me just check. And do you remember your online banking ID password?
The password for, yeah.
Online banking ID password.
Yeah.
You remember that.
Yeah.
And what do you do, madam? What do you do normally?
What do you mean?
Like, do you do any job like that?
No, I'm on a pension.
Okay, you are on the pension. Okay, no problem. Let me just check. Okay. Now let me just check. And your email will be okay. Now your full name will be Gale, G-A-L-E, Jason, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's G-A-L-E.
Yep.
Jason, J-E-S-S-E-N, correct?
That's correct.
Your mobile number, can you just repeat the mobile number? Yeah. 0478. Then 74.
Yes. 0478.
9290. It's 0478749290. And your email address. And can you just tell me what is your email address? Your email address will be gailjason2@gmail.com.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. I'm just repeating your email. GALEJESEN, then 2,
yep.
Number 2, right?
Yep.
@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
And when was the last time you logged into your email, ma'am?
On Tuesday.
Okay, lovely. Now, do you remember as you are a pensioner, do you remember the last employer name?
Oh, that's gone back.
Yeah, put the last employer name there. Put the last employer name. Just write one of the last employer name, previous employer name. Yeah. Like your colleague's name, where you your work, like write down the colleague's name. Last employer name, previous employer name.
Yeah, it's all I know. His name was Mr. Justice. That's it. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh my God. Where you just work before you pensioner, before you being pensioner, you work somewhere, right? You work somewhere. So while you work, there will be your friends. Write down any of your name of the friends.
Okay, ready.
Yeah.
Name of your previous employer, Mr. Chan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. That one, I think. Pretty sure that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, just tell me how long you are retired? How long you are being a pensioner?
I've been a pensioner now for 3 years.
Okay. All right. Lovely. Okay. Now, and you got your income monthly or you got your income weekly paid?
Fortnightly.
Okay. How you received weekly income or monthly income or fortnightly income?
Yes, fortnightly income.
Okay. All right. And do you remember what is the last fortnight income you just received?
Yeah, on Tuesday, this Tuesday.
Yeah. What is the amount?
I get 1,026.
1,026, right?
Yep.
Like 1,026 fortnight, yes. Right? Do you have any other income, other monthly income?
That.
Okay. Now wait for a second. Now time and this is your home, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long you lived onto your address? How long you live onto your address?
10 years.
More than 35 years. All right.
Yes.
Residential. And you are the homeowner, no mortgage, correct?
Yes. Hi,
okay. You are the homeowner, no mortgage, right? Okay.
We got a mortgage.
Okay, no problem. Any other monthly loan repayment you have?
$400.
$400 you have the monthly repayment, right?
Yep.
So we just make it small. And do you remember what is your monthly living expenses? How much it will be taking?
$300 a fortnight. Sometimes 500. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just check. Okay. What is your monthly income? You told me, ma'am. Oh, sorry, your monthly living expenses.
That'd be around about $700.
$700?
Yeah.
Okay.
Monthly? Yeah.
You know, wait for a second. Let me check. No, wait. Do you have any Medicare card, madam? Do you have any Medicare card?
Yeah.
Yeah, so be handy with the Medicare card. Be handy with the Medicare card.
You want me Medicaid number now?
Yeah. Once you be handy with the Medicare card, yeah.
Yes.
So put your middle name. Put your middle name, which you see onto the Medicare card.
I don't have a middle name.
You don't have any middle name. All right.
No.
So now put your Medicare card number there. Put your Medicare card number.
Yes.
Yeah, wait for a second. Wait for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you tell me. You tell me the Medicare card number. I'm putting it in behalf of you. Tell me the Medicare card number.
2345.
2345.
331.
331.
78.
Just give me a moment. Okay, then?
5.
Sorry?
That's number 5 at the end.
Just give me a moment. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
Is the number is correct? 2345-3315?
Yeah.
Okay, it's correct, right? Okay, give me a moment.
That's wrong. Okay, number wrong.
Just be with me. Just be with me, ma'am.
Yeah.
And can you inform me your zip code, madam? Your zip code?
2546.
2546, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now you just simply do one thing. You just simply click on the reference number. Click on the reference number just below that.
Where is that? I've got it.
Okay. Okay. Now just tell me what is the reference number of the card. It is 1, 2. Ma'am, your card is invalid. Can you just put the correct number of the medical card?
I just told you that. Sorry. Right, yeah. It's 27. Right. Hang on.
It's 27.
Yeah, 27. 45.
Yeah.
33.
Yeah.
178.
178.
Yeah. Go get rid of that 5. Yeah.
178.
Yep. That's it. And then on the other
side. Is it correct?
Yep. And then the reference number is 5.
The reference number is 5.
Yes.
Okay. So again, it is showing you invalid card number. Check the card number.
2745. 2745-3178. That's it. 2745-3178. 2745-3178. That's what I've got on my card.
Now, just tell me the expiry date.
The 9th of the 2026.
9th of 2026.
Yeah.
Is it? She wants to come.
Don't know what's going on with me. Medicare card, none of that. That's what they give me. On that card.
Okay, wait for a second.
Yeah.
You need, you just repeat the card number one more time.
Okay. 2.
Yeah.
7-4.
Yeah.
5.
Yes.
3.
Yes.
3.
Yes.
1.
Yes.
7.
Yes.
8.
8.
8, yeah.
Okay, give me a moment.
Okay, yes.
Again, it is showing us invalid number, Medicare card number.
But that's the number I've got on my phone. Yes. So I don't know what's going on there.
What you can see right now?
A red card. I can see it's got Medicare number, invalid. Medicare
okay.
number.
Wait, yes. wait. You press the home button.
That's hard.
Just give me a moment. Give me a moment. Yeah, you press the home button and open the red any desk application. First, you press the home button.
Home button.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Your home.
Yeah, I'm
going to home. I've got nothing there now. Yes.
Open the Red Any Desk application, ma'am. Open the Red Any Desk application.
On what? On the other thing again. Oh, this is terrible. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
For a second.
My phone's playing up again because my internet's like in and out. Yeah.
Sorry?
I said my phone's playing up again. What about if I give you my... my gap number. That help?
Just give me a moment.
Yeah, okay.
You need paper. To for the Red Any Desk application. Open the Red Any Desk application, ma'am.
Any? Yeah.
Okay. Did you open that Red Any Desk application?
Yeah, with that 6-1-0-5-8. I took it. Yeah. Done that.
Okay. Close that page properly and open that page once again. Close that page and open it once again. Yeah, close it.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Oh. All right.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, close it properly. Close it properly.
And where, how do I close? All right. Don't close it for me, yeah? Hang on. Come on.
You press the home button and open the Any Desk application one more time, madam.
Okay. Right. Any Desk. Yes. Right. Yeah. Look. I've given up. Sorry.
Okay, close all the page. Close all the page. Close all the page.
I'm trying to do that.
Okay.
Exit. Okay. The X is it, yeah?
Yeah, click on the X. Press on the X.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I've exited it, yeah.
Now, wait for a second. Now, you just open the Red Any Desk one more time.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And is your internet is working onto the mobile phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Open the Red AnyDesk application.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, once you see Start Now, press on Start Now.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, press the Home button. Press the Home button.
Where's that? Oh, lost it again.
Wait. Press the square button from the bottom.
What? Who? It's not set me. Oh, I'm getting too
wait
sorry. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Now, what did you start now? Press on Start Now. Press on Start
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Now, just give me a moment.
Yeah. Oh, that's yeah.
Okay. Now, you just take the picture of your Medicare card, okay? Put
okay.
The Medicare card on the picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Put the Medicare card on the table and take the clear picture.
Can you see it? Hang on.
Yes. Okay. Because there will be another five and you are putting the wrong thing. Okay, now wait for a second. Just give me a moment. Do not touch anything. Okay, wait for a second. Fuck. Just wait for a second. Put your 4-digit PIN.
They can't. You don't have
put your 4-digit PIN. Put your 4-digit PIN.
Oh. Yeah. There we go.
Okay. Just give me a moment. Wait for a second. Now tell me the license number one more time.
I haven't got a license.
Oh, no, sorry. Wait. That's my mistake.
Yeah.
The Medicare card one more time. Medicare card number.
Okay. Ready? 27.
Yeah.
45.
Yes.
33.
Yes.
1.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
8.
178.
Yeah.
Now wait for a second.
Yeah.
Oh. I need to see the picture which you have taken out.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a moment. 178 and then it will be a 5 at the corner. But you are not looking onto that. That is the problem. 178, then 5. Okay.
Yes.
Then reference number will be 5. Expiry date will be 092026, correct?
That's correct.
Now wait for a second. Now, what is the name of the band there?
IMB.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, let me just check. IMB has been coming up. Now wait for a second. Now, do you remember? You put your member number and password, your login ID.
Hang on, I gotta find it. Wait there.
Oh, yeah, try to find your member number and try to find your password of your IMB bank.
Okay. Is that gone there? It is 400.
Put it there.
Four.
Wait. Are you giving me the member number? Four?
Yeah.
Then?
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay, just give me a moment. It's 4 0.
Yeah. What it means. Yeah.
Okay, just give me a moment. Now let me just check whether it is connecting or not. Yeah, we are just cancelling those things, madam. First, we are just verifying wherever your details has been used, and then we're just going to canceling it.
Yep.
And you remember your password?
The password, yeah. Have you registered?
Yeah. Can confirm me the password?
I want you to send it to me.
Okay, you put the password by your own. You put the password by your own.
Okay.
Yeah. Why your husband is talking like that? Did he ask you any of the details?
That's it. I've done it. Don't worry about it. Stop your husband.
Okay, you've done it. Okay.
Yeah.
Just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Wait, and check your member number is correct, ma'am?
Yeah.
Let me just check.
Okay.
Now, I think you made any mistake, ma'am. The password is getting wrong. Okay, check the member number. Is the member number is 400221848?
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. Check your member number is correct. Check your member number is correct.
Yeah.
Now put the password one more time. Put the password.
Okay. Oh, hang on. I think I know what I've done wrong.
Yeah.
It's gonna be that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just check why it's taking too much time. I'm not.
Hey, Nada.
Okay, let me just do it one more time.
How about
them too? Oh, facing some due to the network issues, there will be some of the problem is facing. Wait for a second. Let me just check.
Yeah.
Now open the zip. Open the zip.
Hang on, I gotta go find it again now.
No problem. Oh, where you are going? Wait for a second. Where you are going? Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking for the zip back there. To open it.
Yeah. Put the 4-digit pin once it will be coming up. Let me just check. Be with me for a while.
Yep.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah.
No, wait. You log into your IMB bank. You just log into your IMB bank.
Okay.
I need to check, is there any option for the pay ID?
Yeah.
I need to check. Log into your account.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for a second.
Yeah.
Let me just check. Let me just check. Is there any option, any like something like pay ID or anything? I need to just check. Okay, you just wait for a second, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Your internet is working very slow.
I know.
Can you just go and sit somewhere where you got the better network, like a nearby window? Nearby window.
Yeah.
Go and sit
somewhere? Oh, I don't know. It's the phone to at the area of it. It's very slow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just give me and just tell me one thing. And just tell me one thing, ma'am. Like how far is the store from your home? Like any supermarket or grocery store?
It's a 20-minute drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you ever purchased any gift card, madam?
No. Don't buy gift cards. No.
Sorry?
I don't buy any gift cards.
You don't buy any gift card. All right.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is that because we need to catch those people, right? We need to catch those people. So that's why if you purchase, if you try to understand the things and if you try to purchase gift cards or like from this store, what happened once you come back to the home, there will be some numbers inside the gift card, okay? And then we can just simply trace them and put them behind the bars, understand? And once we just canceling all the things, so whatever the amount you're investing, we are just going to sending it to your accounts directly. Understand my point?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like 20 minutes from your home, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you need to do, you need to purchase two gift cards in the like for 500 each, all right? You understand?
Yeah, but I haven't got that much money in my bank to do it.
No. The thing is that we have moved the funds onto your account. You can see your funds is available 1200 onto your account, okay? So once you purchase 1000 and once you come back to the home, I am going to return it back to you, all right?
Yeah, but I can't get over there for a long time. I've got no car, no bus service.
Oh, you don't have any car. All right, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. No problem. Yeah. Let me just check, ma'am, what I can do for you. Let me just check.
Because you've taken money out of my partner's account to put in there.
No, it will be, we have just moved it. We have not taken, don't blame on me, ma'am. I have just moved the funds onto your account. I'm not taking anything. Understand?
Yeah, but he'll come here and he'll want to know where his money is.
Sorry?
And he goes to the bank. He'll want to know where his money is. Because he's got a different card to pay.
I understand. For the time being, once the security will be done, I'm going to move it to your partner's account, the phone. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, so just be with me for a while. Okay. So you just simply, we got disconnected. You press the home button and open the Red Any Desk application. Press the home button and open the Red Any Desk.
Oh, hang on. I got to get that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Home button. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, let's put the hand button again. Where's that?
Yeah. And open any desk, the Red Any Desk application.
Look. Go to exit, don't I? Yeah. Oh, look. Yeah.
Open the Red Any Desk application.
Yeah. Okay, this is pain in the ass.
It's open?
No, I can't open it. The phone's playing up again. Come on. Excellent, yeah. Oh, this is not good. Okay. Yeah. So where's my home button again?
You opened the Red Any Desk application?
The red one? The red one?
Yeah, the Red Any Desk application. Open that. Are you understanding me?
No, I'm not.
I'm telling you to open
the phone. I keep telling you the phone's playing up, and I'm trying to find the home button there.
The square button at the bottom, the square button, the middle square button from the bottom, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, there it's gone.
Yeah, and please open the Red Any Desk application. It will be on the mobile phone, the Red Any Desk, at the very last page.
Please
see the number, 610.
610. Now, where are we going to go back to that thing?
Oh, red, any task application, red icon with the white diamond.
I'm getting frustrated here. Yeah, right, there. Oh, there. Okay. Okay.
Did you find it?
Nope. Yeah. That's doing it. Oh, my phone. Hang on. Set up. Oh, I can't find it. Sorry.
You just swipe your screen right to the left side. There will be a red any desk application. What you are doing, ma'am?
Trying. Oh, there. It's got sessions, downloads, settings, help about my desk.
No. Oh, my God. You motherfucker. You press the home button. You press the home button first.
Okay.
Now, do you see the zip application? Swipe your screen right to left. And no, you did not need to open that. You did not need to open that. Swipe your screen right to left. There will be a red any desk application. Red icon with the white diamond inside it. Try to open that.
The one I was in just a minute ago, again, that one.
Sorry?
That one? Oh, any dish. That's the one you want to open?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, once you see, now open that, and once you see start now, press on start now.
Okay. I've done it.
And go to your home screen, press the square button from the bottom.
Home button down the bottom there.
Now, open up your email. Open up your email.
Wrong email. Okay. Right now.
I'm just sending you a verification code. No, wait for a second. Just be with me. Now open the zip.
Okay.
Yeah. Now into the zip.
Yep, that's it. Went to IMB. Yeah.
Just put your member number there. Put your member number.
Oh, thank you. Find it again. Yeah, we can put it.
Put your member number and then put your password.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Hang on.
No, wait for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it will be taking 90 seconds to just collecting the statements, each and everything, so that it will be verifying the things. Wait for a second. Can I see the showing process for application?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are just you will receive a response around 10 minutes during the time. It will be coming within 10 minutes. All right. Just wait for a second. Yeah. Let me just check. It will be giving you the decision within 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So no problem. After 10 minutes, we can just see that the refund will be coming up onto the account, and we will just go ahead and cancel the cards for you. All right. So just give me a moment.
Okay.
First, we need to log out. You need to be with me for 10 minutes at least. All right. So that I can help you to just cancel it.
Okay.
Yeah. So first I have logged out the account, so just be with me for a while. Now you just open up the message. You got a message for the cancellation.
Yeah. Wait. I can't yet. Oh, hang on.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. It's 105178. All right. Let me just check and see if we are just sending you the cancellation or just canceling it. 105178. Okay, so just give me a moment. Yeah. Now, just do one thing, log into your IMB account. You just log into the IMB account.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
I need to check
if
we cancel the things, it will be, the amount is going to be hidden.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the balance is still there.
Yeah.
Just give me a moment. You just simply open up your email, ma'am. Open up your email. Just give me a moment. Let me just check.
Yep.
Let me just check. And try to open, try to just give me a moment. Try to open the zip. Try to log into the zip. Let me just check whether the decision has been made or it will be taking more 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, I meant to do the other way. Sorry.
No problem. Yeah. No problem.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
What? Wait. And just confirm me your date of birth, ma'am. Confirm me your date of birth.
The what?
Your date of birth. Confirm me your date of birth.
The 9th of the 2nd, 51.
Sorry?
The 9th of the 2nd, 51.
9 of 2nd, like 9 of February?
Number 9.
9 February, right?
Yep. 51.
9 of 2nd?
Yep.
1951.
Yes.
Okay. So you just try to log in. Now put your email address. Wait.
Hang on. Yeah.
Yeah. Put your email address there. Put your email. Do you remember the password, ID password? Just let me just.
No, I can't remember the password. Oh, yep. It'd be that bad.
No,
okay.
Is it password?
Yep.
Okay, let me just check. Now set up a PIN. No, wait, do not do anything. It's the PIN I'm setting it 2580. Okay, again, confirm 2580. This is the new PIN, okay?
Okay, all right.
2580.
So, what was the number again?
2580.
2580. Okay. Yep.
Can you see? Okay. They are reviewing your application, so it will be taking some time, like near about 5 to 7 minutes. So it will be taking some time. Okay. So you just close the page. Wait for a second.
Yep.
Yeah. And you need to be with me for 5 to 10 minutes more, so that we will just waiting for the decision. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you just give me a moment? And be with me for a while.
Okay.
Let me just check. No, wait for a second. Mm-hmm. Now you just log into the zip one more time, ma'am.
It's fun.
You just log into the zip one more time. Log into the zip.
Yeah, okay. I've got to start. Oh, what's that on there?
2580.
Oh, 2560 US. Okay.
2580.
Oh, 8 0. Okay.
Okay. So they are already reviewing your application. It will be take some more time. Okay.
Yeah.
So you just simply do one thing. Okay. Now wait for a second. Yeah. You do one thing, ma'am. You just take a break for 10 minutes. I'm just giving you a break for 10 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Do not touch your mobile phone. Do not touch your mobile phone. You need to be on the any desk page. Somehow if you got disconnected, I can just connect you. Okay, let me just check. Yeah, you need to be on that page. Do not touch anything, okay? So you can just take a break for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you want, you can take a glass of water for you or a cup of tea for you, okay?
Yes. That's fine.
Yeah. And I'm just giving you a call within 5 minutes, all right? I'm just giving you a call back within 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, leave the mobile phone. Yeah.